Governor David Ige won a lopsided victory in the 2014 primary election. He says it wasn't a fluke, it was a voter's mandate.
I don't think anybody could win 60 plus percent to 30 and it be because they're voting against somebody. Give me a break.
Challenger Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa hopes to duplicate Ige's primary election victory.
I, of course, believe he'll be a one-term governor. I wouldn't be running. But I would like to think that people will be voting for me, not necessarily against him, because I represent what they want to see in the government.
The incumbent, Ige, won his first statewide race in 2014 and remains undefeated as a legislator since 1986.
I believe that the people of Hawaii will vote for me again because I'm a proven leader, because they know that their lives are better than it was 3-4 years ago. I know that the people of Hawaii appreciates our focus on getting things done.
Democratic challengers in the past have tried to win over Republican crossovers and young voters in the primary. Hanabusa, who lost her first statewide race for a U.S. Senate seat in 2014, knows where the swing votes are when voter turnout is low.
The most important part of that challenge was learning a very important lesson, and that's why I look forward to the campaigning on the neighbor islands. Each island, and certain parts of the island too, they're very unique and very different. What we need to do is to honor and respect each island.
Both Ige and Hanabusa have expanded their campaign teams for a statewide primary election and are working toward a higher turnout.
I just look forward to the campaign. You know, I am energized by the fact that we have a terrific record, and I know that the people of Hawaii will make the right decision.
This is going to be a different kind of election because, as you know, the election laws have changed as to when you can register and vote. And I'm hoping that what people also recognize is that voting does matter.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.